I'm having horrible flashbacks to when we did this, the first season of the show.
And I got mad at you for not being juicy enough?
Yeah, no, boy, are you going to be upset now.
Oh, no, because I think, wait, okay, well, we'll see.
Wait, you have something in mind?
I have three things in mind. This is a mini-sode.
Okay, I'm aware.
A little taste, a little amuse-bouche.
Oh, great, for season great two. Term.
Thank you so much.
That's like something to amuse your mouth,
I
right?
think so, yeah, I think right. it's mouth amusement.
I studied French quite a bit in school.
Did
so,
you really?
Yeah.
What does quite a bit mean?
6 years or so,
oh,
including 1 year of college French.
You only had to take 1 year?
I didn't have to take anything.
Oh, really? You didn't have a language requirement?
I didn't have any requirements in college.
When did you go to school?
In the late 1990s.
Oh, wow.
It's probably more the where.
Yeah, where?
At the University, Brown University I went to, they did not have any.
At the University, Brown University?
The University, Brown University. I was starting a thought, and then I picked up with another one.
Right. What college did you go to?
I went to Brown University.
You did? You went to Brown?
Yes.
Like, well-known Brown. Like on Rhode Island.
The Brown University.
And there were no requirements?
No. Unless you... Well, for your major, you had requirements, but there were no
core...
There
were no Gen...
Wow.
Gen Ed.
Oh, Gen Ed. No, none of that.
Wow, that's nuts.
The last math class I took was in high school.
I think that's nuts. What did you major in?
I majored in English literature.
Really?
Which was a... Yeah. Talk about a waste of time, because I did not read... much of that stuff.
That's so surprising.
Is it?
It's really surprising because in the entire time I've known you, I've never heard you talk about a book once.
I have a book in my bag right now. I'm reading a book.
What book?
Shoe Dog by Phil Knight.
Oh, that's the second time I've heard about it today.
Yeah, it's quite good.
Okay, so the first thing I want to do is okay. I want to ask you to go to your tube.
What's your tube history?
Oh my God. This is so... Okay, now I just want to be clear. Sometimes our guests scrub this, but I didn't.
I also didn't do any scrubbing. I cleaned up... I got rid of any empty draft emails.
God, this that's is all really nerve-wracking. Okay. You feel like you have a plan, and that's what's so scary to me.
Well, because we have to. You have to. All right, so we're going to history.
Oh, God.
I want to look at search history.
Oh, God. All right.
I feel like it's just going to be sports. Ugh, this is
yeah, so some of this
obvious.
Is some of this is work-related.
So the first thing is Talladega Nights' Katie Couric quote. What is that?
That's not work-related. It's kind of work-related, but I'm pretty obsessed with that movie.
Why are you?
We can't even do any of that.
Really? Why?
Because that's all work-related for a project I probably shouldn't talk about.
Okay, can I say?
No.
Can I try? Can I say?
You can try, but we're probably have to read.
If you were to think, if you were to in your head, think about and Matt's spending a lot of time researching the first result that came to mind. You had to Google Shaquille O'Neal Kazam and Shaquille O'Neal Shazam.
Yes.
So you got deep into the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, it's actually called Kazam, it turns out.
Yes, it is called
Kazam.
But
my first one was the wrong thing.
And you're familiar with that, right?
No. Is this like the Berenstain Bears thing?
This is exactly like the Berenstain Bears thing.
Okay.
There are people who believe that there is a movie called Shazam starring Sinbad.
Okay, I have heard this, I think.
And in one universe, and then in another universe, the one that we're in, is the one where Shaquille O'Neal starred in Kazam. And there are people who believe, like, at some point in time we shifted universes or whatever. I don't know what the thing is, science.
Okay, well, I grew up reading the Berenstain Bears, and it was the Berenstein Bears.
Okay.
You just shake your head at this. Rachel is nodding.
I know it's a thing. I just think like more likely just children didn't look at the end of the
I
word.
I had a photographic memory as a kid. It's gotten a little – no, I'm serious. It's gotten a little worse.
First of all, you can't say you had a photographic memory. If you don't have it anymore, then you probably never had
it. Okay. That's not true because –
You remember having a photographic memory. You just don't remember any of the photographs.
I have a photographic memory that is not as sharp as it used to be.
Okay.
Okay. You reject this outright because this
do.
One really, for me, is weird. And I don't go down internet wormholes, but I think if I was going to, this would be one I would go into for like a week and not come out.
Right.
But I don't know about this Shazam Kazam thing.
Anyway, so that's one. So it's funny that you looked up both, but you were not familiar with it. The world is changing, Frodo Baggins.
I speak in GIFs a lot.
Oh,
and,
sure,
but,
sure.
But I
sure.
also
yes,
speak
yes, yes.
in. I try to find a short movie quote that I can replace, like a short YouTube clip of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to a friend, and I like that. The world is changing, Frodo Baggins. But in my mind, and this might be another case where we've shifted universes,
mm-hmm.
I always thought Gandalf said that. But it's actually Cate Blanchett. That's like It's her. It's not Gandalf.
The world is changing, Frodo Baggins.
Lord of the Rings is really good for those kinds of pull quotes.
Yes.
Like, really, really good.
Yeah, so that's what I was going for there.
I mean, there's nothing too kooky. Okay, Castaway, Wilson, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was all work-related. This is all work-related.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay, great. I don't think it's for work, though. Here's what I think.
No,
I think it's a cover.
No, I would tell you.
I absolutely don't think you would. Why'd you look up McDonald's pizza?
That was, I do a movie podcast, and I like to reference things that happened in the year that we chose the movie from.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a sentence? And one of the years, McDonald's used to make pizza for a very brief time. And there's an awesome little YouTube commercial for it that I found.
Why did you look at both trailers for The Secret Life of Pets and The Secret Life of Pets 2?
Wow. I don't know.
Really?
It's possible I was showing those to my kids, but that's my best guess. But I have no idea other than that.
When I imagine what you do in your free time, it's just watch the dodgeball wrench scene again and again and again.
I would be happy to do that.
That's what I imagine.
RIP Rip Torn. I like YouTube for movie clips.
Yeah, apparently, for really quick movie clips.
Yeah.
Okay. I went in with a plan, but not an agenda, if that makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
I've kind of blacked out while you're saying that, but...
I went in with a plan, but not an agenda. Look at me. Don't look at the computer. Look at me. I went in with a plan, not an agenda.
It's like a sentence that just makes me glaze over.
Wait, really?
Yeah, just hearing you say that, I can't.
I think there's nuance in that idea.
It's honestly, it's one of the most mind-numbing things I've heard in a while. I'm not a big like ASMR guy. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
But if I needed to just be soothed to sleep, it's just you saying, I went in with a plan, not an agenda.
All right. All right.
I'm now looking at Nicole's inbox, everyone. There are 7 things in here.
Yes.
This is all work related, right? Oh, but... has this been updated?
Absolutely not.
What's in your go bag?
The go bag. Everyone's America's favorite go bag is still in there.
It is still in there.
Item one. And so we still haven't packed the go bag.
We have still not packed the go bag, but we really think we're going to do it.
Just to remind everyone. Oh, maps of the tri-state region. We've covered this on a past episode. Please go back and listen to season 1, Wynate's Up, Matt and Nicole special, which we dive into Nicole's go bag, which has some wonderful stuff in it.
Yep.
So... what do you do on your internet? Let's see. There's nothing here.
There's mostly
I'm going to search for I'm so sorry.
Great, do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Search. Alert.
Who's this?
That is a booktuber who's – or bookstagrammer who
okay,
I briefly
– stop.
What?
Don't – that is a term that exists?
Yeah.
God almighty. I honestly want to walk out of here and just
okay,
never
it's about
come
to get
back.
Worse. She's a bookstagrammer I really like. She started a Patreon. I don't know if you know what Patreon is.
I do know what that is.
Great. So I wanted to join it to support her. And it turned out I was the only supporter. And then she emailed me to say, I'm so sorry, but I'm actually going to shut it down.
Oh, my God. Okay. So I have a couple questions, but let's start at the beginning.
Yes.
What's a bookstagrammer?
It's just like a person who's on Instagram and they're – brand is books and they're in like the book community and they're like a reader and
so
you like follow them.
What do they do on Instagram?
They post a lot of videos of themselves holding books and reading books.
Videos.
Oh, sometimes videos. Mostly pictures, but occasionally it'll be like a video of themselves
so
reading.
So like it's a book that they bought.
Sometimes if you get big enough on Bookstagram, they will send you books. Absolutely.
And it's like, here's the cover. Just got this one.
Sometimes it's an open
is that
face
same?
Picture.
Okay. So like kind of just kind of giving you a peek inside the book.
Yeah, but you know what kinds I like. I like over the top.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Everyone, Nicole's really into – I think I can disclose this.
Yeah.
Nicole's really into photos of coffee, but only from above.
No, that's not true.
Oh, I thought that's your favorite.
No,
the coffee in the lap.
No.
Oh, wait. What? I've been sending you all the wrong photos.
Well, no, you've not been – first of all, I don't want people to think you've been sending me photos of coffee in your lap. You've been sending me photos of just like if it's coffee by itself.
Yeah.
I love like a vertical shot.
When
– if it's a woman's body, I love a headless shot from the top.
We have had some guests on the show.
I can't believe you don't remember that.
We've had some guests – well, I was close.
Yeah.
We've had some guests on this show where we started to suspect that they might be serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
One that comes to mind is Matt Cutler.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
With stalking of various college professors.
Yes.
That, what you just said, is a little creepy and I'm a little a little afraid now.
That's fair, but you're not a woman. You're not a bookstagrammer.
I'm not a bookstagrammer. Okay, so you messaged this person and said, hey, I want to support your thing.
Yes.
And she was like, sorry, you're the only person. I'm shutting it down.
Well, I didn't message her and say I want to support your thing. I just signed up through Patreon.
Gotcha.
And then like
she
a
said,
month
I
later.
I cannot take your money because I don't have a valid enterprise.
That is exactly what happened, yes.
Wow. It's like going to your favorite restaurant and it's closing and you're trying to walk in, kind of.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like we can't serve you a meal.
Yes.
We are closing.
Yes.
So you and I both use email pretty much for work at this point.
I think so. I think that's probably true.
Okay.
Matt, this was fun. I'm so excited to do another season with
you.
Me
too. I can't wait.